General Pam. You have all by now heard numerous accolades to Sister Pam Africa, and I'm here to assure you that everyone is right. I come to join this party. As you know, I'm a bit of a history buff, so I often look backwards to see our present clearer. What does this mean here and now at this event celebrating the activism of Pam Africa? Historically, if we looked at the life and activities of our revered ancestor, Harriet Tubman, we would see echoes of Pam. For Tubman, more than anything, was a freedom fighter. And who fights for freedom harder than Pam Africa? They called Tubman General Moses, and old John Brown pleaded with her to join him at Harper's Ferry, for he knew that no person was more trusted nor respected than she among the captives of the South. She was called General because she led armies of captives out of slavery and into freedom. Like that great ancestor, Pam Africa will not be moved. She led armies of protesters into the streets fighting for freedom for years. Like Tubman, she was beaten. But also, like Tubman, she kept moving on the move. Pam Africa, like Tubman, is a force of nature that keeps on coming, eyes on the prize, on freedom. Tubman didn't win every battle, but she kept on running. There were bounties on her head, and many swore they'd kill her, but they didn't stop her. She had too much freedom fighting to do. Like Tubman, Pam Africa has too much freedom fighting to do. She keeps on running, fed by the fire of John Africa, fueled by the passion of the MOVE organization. She is the Tubman of this generation, unflinching, unstinting, unbought and uncowed, fierce, loving, clear-eyed and committed, trusted and respected, eyes on freedom. Pam Africa, a minister of the MOVE organization, is far more than simply an activist. She is a revolutionary. She hungers for the great change that this mad nation must have, that we all must have, if we are to avert the great impending apocalypse. We're all lucky to share our life with her. It gives us all some idea of how it must have been when Harriet Tubman graced this earth. On the move, long live John Africa. Long live Pam Africa. Long live the power that pulls all things together. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal, Africa.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.